Live life, breathe air. I've been a snatch tail swift swing. So wonderful.
You are really excited about this.
I'm telling you just how I feel. So wake up the members of my nation. It's your time to be. There's no chance.
I'm really trying to figure it out.
I have no idea why that song came to me, but it was literally the only song that came to my mind right now because the only thing I can think of is cussing this bitch out.
Okay. Well, I hope you have a good time. I'm sure you will.
Woo! So anyway, I am Samantha Puckett.
And I am Anthony Cosby hyphen Knowles. And this is The Read. Who's Samantha Puckett?
So anyway, guys,
I was listening to the I Am World Tour. I was watching the DVD earlier. So
Anthony Cosby / Knowles.
Hyphen.
Whatever.
So who is Samantha Puckett?
So this week for Black Excellence.
Fine, I'm just going to Google it.
I want to recognize one Dr. Samuel Achilefu. I'm so sorry. I hate mispronouncing.
Oh, on iCarly. Okay. Sorry. I never really watched that show.
Anyway, so The Good Doctor received the St. Louis Award last year. He's a professor of radiology and biomedical engineering, and he and his team developed these amazing cancer visualizing goggles. So essentially what this thing does, it's magnificent. Mm-hmm. Apparently, like, they have these machines that can, like, search for cancerous cells in the body.
Yeah.
And then they have to go and do, like, the surgery and try and hopefully cut all of the stuff out. But with this, they kind of, like, inject a tiny bit of, like, fluorescent something into your bloodstream. And
like
then
a
they
little
use
light
the,
thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then it finds all the cancerous cells and they use the goggles in operation to then
cut
it out.
Oh, to go get it all.
Yes.
Oh, and that's so dope.
Black folk.
Look at black
making
people.
Just world changing things.
Just changing science so that some of you old ass racist motherfuckers can live.
But we don't
longer.
Even
You're
have
welcome.
To go there.
You're right.
So I just want to tip my hat to that man in St. Louis and his whole team for doing something
so
awesome
dope.
And great. I also was going to give Black Excellence to Marshawn Lynch this week, but that would have been ghetto and not really like. Marshawn just really loves chicken. And
right.
That's, you know,
I mean, he's just real.
Very enthusiastic about chicken. And, you know, but that's, you know, we're not going to do that.
He is still, you know, black excellence.
To me. Like, personally,
also,
that's how I'm walking
because
away from
chicken
the situation.
In your socks is just, it does not get realer than that.
Google
I
it.
Need my wings.
So, this week on the segment that we call Fuck the Family. Family, I let the family in my house. And you know what? The family fucked my husband. Yes,
that's
they
right.
Fucked my husband.
Classic black cinema.
She was trash.
She was. Oh, I hated Cousin Faith.
So,
like, bitch, she let you in the house, and this is what you do. Ugh. But anyway,
and nobody even like.
Like, bitch, nobody liked you anyway. And then you gonna fuck around with your cousin's husband? Like,
you should be ashamed of yourself.
Hoes. Ugh, hoes.
Like a read letter.
It really was.
So, let's start with some good news. Tweet is working on a new album.
Yes, thank God. Amen.
I heard that it's going to be called Charlene. She's said to be working with Missy Elliott. Again, and it's supposed to come out the top of next year.
Okay. Charlene is her mama, right? Not Anthony Hamilton, Charlene.
I believe Charlene is her name.
Okay. Oh, Charlene is Tweet's real name. Oh, right. Fuck.
But, you know, she's a mama. She's
yeah,
a black mama.
So, right. Yes. Okay. So that counts.
So that's just, you know, some good news.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I still listen to her old stuff. So.
I still listen to your smoking cigarettes.
Yeah.
And,
yeah, I do. So I'm excited for her. Good for
I'll
her.
Never forget when Oops Oh My was on the radio sometimes. My mom used to love that song so much. And then one day she picked me up from school and it was playing again. And she didn't jig to it like she used to. And I asked why. And she said that she realized it was about masturbation. She didn't like it anymore.
Your mama is so Christian.
So
I love it. Oh no.
She was like, wait a minute. I looked over to the left.
I was feeling so I had to do what?
Oh. in a Jamaican voice.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
Sierra spoke with.
So we're just going to go right into the bullshit then.
I gave you the good news.
Oh, that was it. Okay. Fine then.
Blackish has a season 2. That's good news.
Okay. No, don't try to make none up. Beyonce is still gorgeous.
Hey, and in the studio.
And in the studio. Something's coming. I feel it in my bones. This bitch is working on something.
I'm giving her till my birthday before I request, at the very least, confirmation of a new project.
And Blue Ivy's going to hit you with the, we'll tell you when we are ready.
I know that, but I'm just, you know, I'm giving her a few more months before I'm just like, hey, Beyonce.
If you don't mind.
May we, you know.
A mixtape.
Please. Like, I'm not asking for the music. I'm just asking for her to say, I'm coming back to scalp you hoes. Soon enough.
April 2016, right.
I don't know if I have another surprise album in me. Like, no, I don't know if I can take that again.
Like, my heart, Beyonce, you can't do this to niggas twice. Like, come on. The first time almost ruined me. Please don't. Just let me know.
Ooh, so, y'all have got a Beyonce break, but oh, when she's back, you bitches are going to have to log off. Anyway, so... Oh, the point of Sierra.
Oh, less right. Exciting. God. Oh, God.
So she was talking to Access Hollywood, and they were asking her again about her abstinence with
Build-A-Bear.
Tim Tales. And Russell Wilson is his name.
Yes.
He's just, you know, so nice, it seems.
Yeah.
Lee.
He kind of reminds me of a black Tim Tebow with a little less of like the Texas brand of Christianity, but like that same, oh, I'm a wholesome, pure dude and everybody should love me and I love God, that whole thing.
Yeah, I am.
You don't know who Tim Tebow is? Oh, no. Oh, you don't have the time. No, don't. A simple Google search will not explain what that means. Like,
so Tim Tebow is
okay. All right,
an American football quarterback.
All right, never mind. Sorry, I'm
Philadelphia. Oh, that's not far from here.
I'm really sorry that I even said so. Like, I'm sorry that I even brought it up. Huh. Not ringing a bell at all. Nothing about him. No.
I feel like blood is involved.
Okay, so Sierra is not giving Russell Wilson any ass because I'm just gonna bring you back because you know Tim Tebow, you don't know.
Tim Tebow goes to church.
Oh my God. What? Why?
Oh, he was born the same year as me.
Look at that. Oh my God, aren't you guys cute?
No.
No. Well, no, he's not. But anyway.
I don't trust him.
Anyway. Now that you got your Google.
The point out, is
yes,
the that point. They asked her about this yet again. And she said, until the deal is sealed, they're absolutely holding off on, you know, the promise video.
What deal?
Marriage, I guess.
Oh, girl. What? The deal? What? I mean, bitch.
The quote says, it was an organic thing for him and I. What?
What? What we get for not reading it in advance. This was organic.
It was an organic thing for him, and I think he was just being honest about where we are. It's cool when you get to build a foundation with someone on how much you care for each other and really know each other's personalities, so it's real fun. Not getting no dick.
That doesn't sound fun. Being in a relationship and having to put up with somebody's shit and not getting any
miserable. Especially if you're both fine.
Like, you got a great body, I got a great body. Why are we not pushing these together? It's not like y'all are virgins.
What if he has a micro penis?
Oh, God. Then why is she, you know what? But I guess maybe she's ready
because
for
you know what? She's got to get out of the dirty sprite mentality and move the fuck on.
See, that's I was like, it. I need to do a one fucking 80
right now.
And
you know what? God bless it, Sierra. And I hope that it fucking works out because you got to leave these trap niggas the fuck alone. Because
I could tell Future has one amazing penis. Either it's huge or he knows exactly what to do with it or he has the tongue from God or all three. Something like that. Because how does Future have this like gaggle of baby mothers? All these fucking kids, like, continuously disrespecting all these bitches, and still women, like, throw themselves on the ground to fuck this nigga. What is it? What is it about him?
He's charming.
Okay.
His dreads are clean.
That's
important.
If that's the best thing you can say about it. Have you listened to Dirty Sprite too? Have you actually listened to it? Because I tried.
So here's the thing.
Oh my God. Oh God.
So listen, I feel I have a problem with this Slave Master song.
Okay.
I have a problem with rappers still glorifying codeine and Sprite and shit, even though it keeps killing them.
Yes.
And then they're like, oh, rest in peace. How could this happen? We miss them so much. Anyway, sip, sip. Like, I don't get that part. That part confuses me. But the cover art is beautiful. So I listened to Future's album last night from that stock photo they found on Google. Sure did.
I've seen that stock photo in like six different photos.
That junior high ass photo.
That chemistry textbook ass cover.
So I listened to the album in full last night and I've seen the light.
Oh my God.
And the colors are like blue, purple, and pink.
How high were you when you were listening to this?
Oh, way up.
Okay.
I felt blessed.
That explains it.
But the point is that, you know, Future could be a fuck nigga if he wants to. And, you know, good. I don't understand a lot of what it is that he's talking about. But that's not the point.
Jesus.
The point is that I personally have a connection with ratchet ghetto ass hood music.
Mm-hmm.
And we know this.
Yeah.
And that album spoke to me on a level that
oh my God,
I wasn't prepared for.
So it didn't sound like one long ass song to you?
It did at first, because when it first came out and I kind of like skimmed through it, I was like, all of this shit sounds the same. But then I've realized that you can't be sober. you have to that's when your mind opens up.
Okay.
To like the land that he wanted you to be in.
It's really
a journey.
So you have to get high before you listen to this, then, is what you're telling
during
me.
During whatever you want to do.
Right.
But all I'm saying
all
is
the drugs.
That I, every one of them.
He's on every fucking, this nigga listed every fucking drug.
Like, sure did.
I don't think he left one damn thing out. How is this nigga still alive?
You should have called the album RX.
I just don't, you know. He's on all of it.
Sure. I don't know how I feel about Future the person. Thought it was a drought though. Like I can't even.
All right.
The Percocet and stripper joint.
Okay.
The song is called The Percocet. Anyway, it's ratchet and I love it.
All right.
And Sierra's not getting no dick, but she's not mad, so I can't be either.
No, listen. If staying prayed up is working for the two of them, then amen. I can't fathom it, but all right, girl. Whatever works for you.
So Young Thug and Birdman took shit too far. Apparently they might get hit with the RICO because
why are you like this?
And we're getting to that.
Okay.
Apparently once upon a time, I think back in like April, Lil Wayne's tour bus got shot up.
Yeah, I remember that.
And so now they're saying that this was all a plan between Birdman and Young Thug to have Wayne basically assassinated.
Jesus, that's the wrong word. Murdered will do. I'm sorry.
Like, I'm speaking from
I know. Yeah, no, I get it. My bad.
Anyway, so that's that. Meanwhile, Young Thug got thrown in jail and bailed himself out for making terroristic threats to a mall cop.
What?
After he apparently said that he would shoot him in the face.
Oh my God.
And on the other side of things, Birdman is suing Jay-Z for like $50 million after Wayne released his free Weezy album on Tidal. Did anybody listen to that?
Right. Who even cared? Like, you suing Jay-Z for $50 million over an album nobody gave a fuck about?
It just reminds me of the Boondocks episode with Thugnificent.
This is so messy that I have to believe that these men have had a sexual relationship with one another. Like, it's beyond rap shit, and it clearly is. Like, I feel like it's obviously going deeper than that, because y'all are hiring niggas or setting niggas up to get shot up on the fucking tour bus. My nigga, is that fucking serious? All this is over an album? I don't fucking think so.
Watch the episode with Thugnificent. It's on season one.
You mean
Netflix, if you've never seen it?
what's his face? Aaron Magruder, the Boondock Show, right? Yeah. Yeah, I've seen that shit. That is exactly what these niggas are. Mess.
But you know what? Can we all just get along?
No.
So moving on then.
So you didn't care about them niggas. You just said that to say it.
No, ain't nobody got time for y'all niggas to be running around shooting each other over songs and shit. Y'all all rich. Get right. up. Like, build a bridge.
Why
this
can't
is
everybody
petty,
grow
personal
up?
Shit. And it's something, like you're saying, that's deeper than just, oh, your song.
Right. And it can't just be, oh, my album, song. On this, on that. Although, Young Thug, you in this for what, girl? This feels like not your lane, but okay.
Young Thug looks like a flesh
don't have to,
eating.
Because we've talked about that nigga before. He looks like, no, you know what? I feel Christian today, but you know how like sponges will grow things if you don't wash them and like.
So anyway,
sanitize.
I'm not waiting any longer.
Okay. I feel like you've held back honestly as long as you possibly could.
Nicki Minaj, right. The VMAs are coming up next month, I guess. Or usually it's August, September. It's usually around this time of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And so they released the nominations, I think, yesterday. And, you know, it's the typical spread that you would think. Beyonce, Nicki, Taylor Swift, Ed Sheeran, I don't know, Selena Gomez.
Assorted
Mambo
whites.
Number 5. I don't know. Whatever. So at some point Nicki Minaj got a bit upset because she felt as though she was deserving of the Video of the Year nomination for her a song and video Anaconda from the Pink Print album. She then went on a bit of like a Twitter rant saying, I'm not even going to read them, but she's basically saying that if she were a different kind of girl, meaning a white girl,
mm-hmm.
with that video, that it would have been nominated for Video of the Year. And it's because she's, you know, it wasn't a video celebrating slim girls and, you know, race, this, that, and the third. Now, when I saw that, I said, like, I'm not even going to lie to you. Like, that was like the first thing.
Just like that.
Yeah. Like, because I said two things. A, it's a Video Music Award. It's not a Pulitzer Prize.
That was my very first thought. Like, it's a VMA.
It's just a VMA, no shade. And the Anaconda video was dumb.
It's terrible.
It was like, that's just the fact. So
it's not that Nicki doesn't have a point, but I wouldn't have went up on right. that cross behind the Anaconda video.
You're making an extremely valid point.
About the wrong video.
At the wrong time. So I was just kind of like, yeah, okay, Nicki girl, but whatever.
Yeah.
So like, and then come to find out Anaconda's nominated for a bunch of other shit, but it's not nominated for Video of the Year, which right. she felt it should have because of like the impact. And granted, it did have like a large impact. That video and song
yeah.
was like all over the place, which I couldn't understand
it
because
did.
I thought it was horrid.
It spawned a bunch of memes and everything. But yeah, it was really fucking bad also. So
so yeah, she went on this whole rant and was saying things like, when the other girls drop a video that breaks records and impact cultures, they get that nomination.
And honestly, all Taylor Swift's video did was break records because it didn't impact nobody's fucking culture. That video was boring as hell too. Just because you got a bunch of famous faces in it does not make it a good ass video.
Who called Taylor?
Kendrick.
Who?
Kendrick Lamar.
Who was it? I want to know who was speaking to you. Who summoned your ass, Ifrit? Who was it? Who called on Taylor Swift? Taylor Swift comes clean out of nowhere talking about, and she asks Nicki Minaj, you gotta at least give her that. I've done nothing but love and support you. It's unlike you to pit women against each other. Maybe one of the men took your slot.
But I'm gonna just let you get it out. Get it out. Take your time.
I knew not to trust this heifer since 2009. When Kanye West got his black ass up there on that VMA, that same ass award show, and told Beyonce's whole truth. And all of white America got all upset because this dark-skinned nigga got up there with his drunk ass and he stole this microphone away from this little white girl and her wheat dress or whatever the fuck. And then that whole year they caped for Taylor Swift. That whole entire year. That white girl, like, she was already doing a little cute whatever the fuck on tour, but that year made her.
Yeah.
And at the American Music Awards, that very same, 2009, the year Michael Jackson died.
I remember when we had this conversation then.
That bitch beat Michael Joseph the Jackson for Artist of the Year.
Oh, God.
The year he died. It was at that moment, ladies and gentlemen, that I knew that she was a demon. And I have not trusted her since. Mm-hmm. And all of these white corporations, the Pepsis and Cokes and whoever the fuck else, can put all of the money behind that bitch and have her shooting Indiana Jones short films and stuff for her music video and putting flyers on your car for her goddamn albums and shit. And that's fine. But what you won't do, madam, is you won't stop on the issues. That's what you won't do. Because Nicki Minaj could have been all upset for the wrong reason all she wanted to, but she actually, it's like she accidentally proved a point.
Mm-hmm.
Because essentially she was salty that she didn't get the Video of the Year nomination, which I still don't understand. But the point is, if she's talking about a disadvantage that black women have in the entertainment industry, in media altogether, and then here you come, talk about she's pitting women against each other. How do you know that she wasn't saying that Mark Ronson and homegirl that decided to jump her dumb ass into it, Bruno Mars?
Yeah.
How you know she wasn't talking about them when them skinny ass heifers that was walking in front of them in that Uptown Funk You Up ass, dumb ass, fucking Pinky from Friday ass, dumb ass video that's nominated? Like, how is she pitting women against each other? White women need to understand.
Oh, Jesus.
A simple thing. I love that I'm totally here for the feminist movement, and I'm totally here for, you know, gender equality and things like that. But black women have to rally for gender equality and racial equality. And you, as a white woman, still have advantages and privilege over black women. So when a black woman is talking about that, that's not pitting women against each other. It's stating a simple goddamn fact. So what you should do is shut your dumb ass up and listen to those motherfucking facts, bitch, before you want to come out here talking about your motherfucking videos, bitch, with you swinging over goddamn Law and Order casts and shit and doing all this. I am so sick of this fucking sloth. I am so tired of her and her cheek-to-cheek ass grins, her Joker smiles and all of this shit, bitch. I see right through you. I know the game. And all you're here to do, let me back up. You know, let's talk about Tidal, because Tidal came out. Here's Jay-Z with his whole entire black ass.
Yeah.
Talking about how artists aren't making enough money from streaming and, you know, all of these digital sales, and they are creating this new service that you can, it's an alternative, and artists will get more money and you can get, you know, exclusive things and Beyonce calendars or whatever the fuck.
Right.
And niggas, white people, dogs, cats, dandelions, everybody was like, fuck you. Yep. And the boat you run in on, Spotify is for the free. Apple Music comes along. 3-month trial, girl. Everybody gets a 3-month trial at the beginning because that's how the fuck we roll, right? Taylor Swift swoops her white ass in talking about, so girl, I don't know what they were talking about because I want my money. For those 3 months, that's cute. Y'all hoes can listen to this shit for free if you want to, but I want my money. Press releases. We are so, I just, you know, on second thought, All you girls will get your payment. I don't even know. We're so sorry, Miss Swift. Our bad. Like, what the fuck?
That's and the same type thing of shit. Happened when she took her music off Spotify, because Spotify had a free option. She took her whole fucking catalog off Spotify, and it was blog posts about how Taylor Swift is a feminist icon, and look at this woman standing up for herself and refusing to work for
free. But the moment that a black woman stands up and is talking about black women's issues, then they're pitting women against each other, and they're anti-woman, and they're, you know, anti-feminism, and all of this other bitch. Y'all are so lost, and you can keep it. And I was this close to buying that Bad Blood with Kendrick Lamar on it. I was this close to accepting Taylor Swift as a musician that is just going to happen in my life. Oh, but God, he brought it full circle. Yes, he did. And he showed me the light. I see right through you. She's got the Renegon. She's got something up in there. She's like, she's not to be trusted.
Okay.
She's just full of white smiles and blush and all of this. Oh, you know, boys are bad.
Yep.
Hey, white girls, let's all drink fraps and fight together and all of this shit. But
on the inside, she's a piece of shit. Somebody called her the Piper Chapman of the music industry, and I cackled because that is exactly how the fuck
that
she acts.
Is a
just like that bitch. It is Taylor Swift is Piper.
That's a
good one. She definitely everything about her. Like, bitch, you are so fucking fake.
Who? And then she had the nerve to say, if I win, you can come up on the stage with me.
Bitch.
So are you going to do what you always do and act like you're super shocked about it? Or are you going to just sit in the fact that they're going to give this shit to you just because you had everybody in Zeus pay for your motherfucking videos? And on top of that, now a black girl complained about it. You already know. They're not like... I would just go ahead and give it to motherfucking Beyonce because she shot that sickening ass fucking video on a whole entire iPhone 5.
With a selfie stick. Bitch, what? Fuck her. I know they sick of Beyonce. Like, oh, goddamn. I wish this bitch would just go to fucking sleep. I know y'all tired of her. I know you are. But Taylor Swift was a guy.
Passing out baked goods and shit in Tribeca, trying to get all the goddamn bitches to come to your fucking parties and shit because you want to be motherfucker the supreme. She wants to be the American Horror Story Taylor Swift.
Look at you.
I can't stand her. What a wretch. Nobody was talking to you, miss. And even if the shade was there, you should have left that shit stand. Because I am tired of you white heifers coming out here all the time trying to hold hands with all the women but the black ones. Because when black artists like Nicki Minaj and Beyonce fight for all the girls, ooh, I love Nicki. Ooh, I love Taylor Swift. Yes, let's fight for all the girls together. But when they start talking about the black women and the disadvantages that the black women have against white people in general, oh girl, I'm not in that fight. Go fuck yourself, bitch. That's what you do. Write a blank space to hell, heifer.
Okay, I think you covered it.
And as if Nicki Minaj didn't have that to deal with, because niggas throwing her ass out to sea because the Anaconda video was trash.
So bad.
And Piers Morgan's old hoe ass is out here writing dumbass.
Oh, girl. Nobody even cares.
No one even cares.
You're not even American.
Eat a platter of dicks. No one even cares about... Where did you even come from, girl? See, the problem with you is that you got a British accent, you wear suits, and you got motherfuckers forgetting that you write for tabloids, but I see you right through YouTube, bitch. And you're not gonna come on the internet and talk about black Twitter is gonna hate what I have to say about Nicki Minaj, as if niggas weren't capable... There was niggas agreeing with Taylor Swift. So the fact that you would even log on here and assume... What black people are going to, or assume that black people are even going to read your funky ass article in the first place means two things. A, you're racist, and B, you just want for people to read your funky ass article so that your motherfucking male or Britain's Got Talent or whoever can make some fucking money off of that same ass black Twitter that you out here trying to antagonize.
Yep.
So guess what? Eat a dick from the back. Black folk, you have to stay woke. Piers Morgan, Perez Hilton, Andy Cohen, all of these white queens out here trying to piss y'all off. They just want for y'all to be.
They need it.
So they can call you
they
angry. Right. They need it.
Because
their
media is boring and bland and nobody gives a fuck. People don't engage with it. You get online, you take from black culture and you put it on television. You get online and specifically try to rile up black Twitter. That's because you know that that's a core group of people that can get your engagement up, get your fucking views up, get your fucking money up.
And that fucking influence matters, bitch. You tweeted the hashtag.
Right. You did that shit.
You already know what
we
fucking
right
time it is.
You, bitch.
So bow down, bitch. You already know what motherfucking time it is.
Black Twitter gonna be mad. You better say thank you, Black Twitter, for sustaining my career. Thank you, Black Twitter, for paying my goddamn rent. Fuck out of here, bitch. I see your game, nigga.
Because Nicki Minaj didn't want to take a picture with his ass or something. I heard.
Girl,
I don't give a fuck.
No
one cares.
Fuck you, young lady.
No.
Nobody asked. Nobody asked.
Cares. Folk, the next time that this hoe and the next one and that one over there, Stacey Dash and all these bitches, feel like they just want for you to hug them and tell them to call their mammies. Bitch, that's not what I'm here for. Call your mother, your father, whoever the fuck was your guardian, and ask them to give you the attention that it is that you clearly need. As if that wasn't enough, comes Meek Mill. Out of absolutely the goddamn nowhere. Talking about alt-like.
Oh my God.
Did he not log on earlier today and see that she already had
been
shit
going
she to deal
it.
With?
Right. Did he not already know that it was like this whole shitstorm with Taylor? Why would he get high and then come online and start all this shit with Drake? Like, I had to leave. I had to log off. It was too much fuckery for me at that point. I had to get the fuck off the internet.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is again why
you can't.
You got
you just can't.
To leave
you just
these
can't.
Niggas alone.
I know they got big dick and they know what to do with it and they just a little slow. You know, niggas don't be reading all the way at grade level, but you have got to leave these niggas who do not have your best interest the fuck behind, girl.
Meek Mill got on the internet yesterday.
Oh my God. Last night. It was late, right? Wasn't it like midnight?
It was like 11.
Okay, yeah.
For like a solid 3 hours.
What?
Because every time he would tweet something and be like, yeah, and then log off and be like, and then another thing. And he'd be like, and I ain't got shit else to say about it. The streets know what it is. But then that other bit, like.
This must be in between bumps. What the fuck, Meek Mill?
What are you going through?
Nigga, why would you do this to your girl?
So he says the following. Every time a nigga do numbers, they try to make her up a reason. Okay, nobody cares about that. I was supposed to do 200,000 first. I don't care about that either. Okay. Nicki is not. I'm going to read it the way it's tweeted.
Yeah.
And it's get it clear. Nicki or nobody not responsible for my success. I been have the culture with me. Don't ever get that confused. Niggas so fake, you can blow their cover in 2 days. Stop comparing Drake to me too. He don't write his own raps. That's why he ain't tweet my album because we found out.
So you mean to tell me that you online being petty as fuck right now?
You are saying.
My nigga, are you really... Are you really doing this because a nigga didn't tweet your link?
Because you didn't get a shout out.
What?
Because Dreams Worth Money is not in Drake's Instagram bio.
What?
So now we all have to hear about this.
When your ass was in jail, Drake had big ass free Meek Mill t-shirts.
That's not the point.
That's not good enough.
Apparently, you need to give a bitch some, you know, you need to tweet these girls out, all right?
Oh my God.
Scoop up that iTunes link, that PIF, whatever the fuck, and get these girls together. That's what you have to do.
That just goes to show you can be so successful and have a beautiful girlfriend and be at the height of your career and still be worried about what niggas on Twitter are doing. You are really pressed over a nigga not tweeting your link, my nigga. You are a grown man, though.
I just want to know. If Drake doesn't write his music, then who the fuck wrote those poems that he was going to read to the strippers in Atlanta? Fresh has got to call us. I want to know the answer. Like, who did right. Alicia and Katia take the shots for? I need answers to several questions. Because if right. he has a ghostwriter, that's a bad bitch.
And I feel like if he has a ghostwriter, that person is not ghostwriting like all of his music, definitely not all of his bars or his albums, because it's too much of that, like, light-skinned niggas in his feelings kind of feel to all of his shit. Like, I feel like he wrote it because all his shit is like the same emotional light-skinned nigga music, right? It don't even sound like a bunch of different niggas. It sounds like Drake. So if he has a ghostwriter, then my hat off to that nigga, because he has captured Drake's essence fucking perfectly.
You know something? I feel like they were both on individual tour buses, Nicki and Meek, and they got into an argument over something else. Or you know what? Maybe Meek was like, babe, you got to chill. Or you got to relax. Or no, calm down. And that's when Nicki was like, calm down. You know, no, people don't like when you tell them to calm down.
Yeah, no, not at all.
And she said something slick, and then they got into an argument, and then she probably like sent him a screenshot of one of the several videos with her and Drake.
Yeah, she probably did.
Where they're all over each other.
And he got mad. Oh, I mean, but really? So you decided to get on Twitter and lash out instead? Like, this is a mature way of handling things? This is why you gotta leave niggas alone. You gotta leave people who don't know how to fucking act, who think that because their feelings are hurt, they gonna go on Twitter and put you on blast indirectly. Leave that shit out of your life.
Because I feel like at this point, Nicki Minaj is clearly going to say, you know, I'm gonna choose the dirty over you, bitch. I ain't afraid to lose.
First
you.
Of all, like, woo! If it was a question of Drake versus Meek Mill, then
I'm
bitch,
interested in seeing what's about to happen. Because I feel like, girl, okay.
The countdown is on this relationship. It can't last much longer. Like, I feel like even Nicki has to see that by now.
Really?
Like,
I didn't expect that Nicki Minaj and Meek Mill were going to have this extensive, this long,
especially since they got together right after she broke up with Sapphiris or whatever his name is. Like, that was instantly. Sapphiris. So, whatever. You know what I'm talking about.
He also accused Sapphiris of twerking.
Well, did he? Shit. Because I've heard from a few people that Sapphiris is
gay. I saw the alleged video of Sapphiris doing the twerking.
Oh, you did?
And they're saying that it's not him. It's one of those grainy. Mm. It could be anybody. Like when they said that girl in the fucking, in that random staircase in Queens that we'll talk about.
Oh, was Nicki.
Remy Ma's pussy.
Yeah. Well, she kind of looked like Nicki a little bit.
The hell
a
she
A little.
Didn't.
I mean,
she
I don't
looked
know.
Like Nicki's stud twin sister.
Well, and
fraternal.
I had heard that Nicki was a lesbian like before, and then when
that's because when she first came out, she used to always talking about girls and stuff like that, and then she was like, oh, I actually don't have to sell records to, you know, I don't have to pretend to be a lesbian to sell records, and then she kind of stopped.
So never mind. All right, well, fine. The issue is that, I mean, Drake, I feel like probably Meek Mill is feeling threatened by Drake lately. Drake is doing well. Drake has hit his glow up. He's fine all of a sudden.
There's just nothing that makes sense here. There's obviously a missing portion to this story.
Why are you coming for Drake right now? What is? And then to have these auxiliary niggas speaking up, why is Roscoe Dash in this conversation?
You know,
nobody has sent for you since like 2010, young lady.
That was my favorite part of last night, actually.
Where did you come
because
from?
Apparently Roscoe Dash also had, you know, some words because.
Oh, we got to give the white people a moment to go Google Roscoe Dash.
He felt like, all the way. One of your daughters listens to it online or whatever. But Roscoe Dash is a thing that happened. And he felt, you know, as though Meek Mill was doing a lot and told a story about how.
About how he got clowned.
He approached Meek, I guess, to collaborate on a song. And the quote from Roscoe Dash is, and he told me, fuck out of here.
Which I'm 100% sure is true.
That was the funniest thing I think I heard.
I
laughed all night. And so, yeah, it was like Roscoe, like, what? Like, everybody, what the fuck happened yesterday?
Why are all of y'all online right now?
I don't know what
Why
to say about
it. Why is everybody participating in this?
Like, and then he's talking about, you know, if I had found out that Hov wasn't writing his songs, I would have done the same thing. And, you know, I'm from the trap and I just got to be honest. It's like, all right, Meek Mill, we'll see how long that, you know, honesty keeps you around here.
See, why are you bringing Blue Ivy's daddy into it? What? Who asked you to bring the Carter family into this situation?
And then you bitches wonder why we always have to go hard for these niggas. Because no one says a word to them.
They do not
they don't talk
get on the internet.
They don't fuck with Like,
they do not engage on social media at all, ever. Them niggas put shit up and then log the fuck right back off. They don't never talk to y'all. They not in your fucking internet clicks. Why the fuck do y'all keep bringing them up?
Ladies, let this just be another shining example of how fragile.
Okay, look at this
and
ego.
When they allow you to think that all of these emotions and, you know, sensitivity,
jealousy,
gossip, that these are all traits of women.
Just take a
look. Meek Mill told you so. He told you different. Right there in all caps.
And all of this is behind what, really, honestly, nothing. It's
and
been
it was
no fucking
still
reason.
So loud, even though there was no audio. Like, it was still very, very loud.
Well.
So, I don't know what to say about this. I mean, Drake is, you know, no doubt somewhere saying...
He's flying above, honestly. Drake just does not have time for this monkey shit.
You know what he said? Drizzy got the money, so Drizzy gonna pay it. That's what the fuck he
and
said.
And that's where I think Drake was like, okay, well, you know, I actually have too much money to have to deal with this. I'm just going to go pick a dot on the map and just go enjoy myself because I'm fucking rich and I can do that.
Yeah.
And the rest of you niggas should take a fucking cue.
Yeah. Good luck on your girlfriend's tour. Your girlfriend that gave me like 17 left.
God. I mean, because I'll be around once she leaves your ass.
Like,
so.
Why even bother?
Right.
Just leave him alone.
Addressing this clown ass nigga. Like, but like, honestly, Meek Mill, you nowhere near Drake's level. So what are you even, you throwing these stones for?
My
what?
Favorite song was Rico, and that was because of Drake's verse on it and the beat.
Oh, right. Well, I'm not going to argue with
but
that.
But Dreams and Nightmares, that intro is phenomenal. It's like, it's going to be one of those hip hop classics, I think. I do.
Well,
it
maybe.
It makes the club go crazy. And even Drake said that. What is,
I mean, when I listened to his album, I didn't dislike it, but nothing.
Oh, I love it.
Right, but nothing jumped out at me at like, oh, this nigga's going to be like an all-time greatest.
It's just going to be like one of those songs that in a few years, 15 years even, I feel like they can play it in a club somewhere here up in the Northeast Coast.
I mean, and saying somebody has a ghostwriter is not ending nobody's career. It never has. We all know that these niggas have ghostwriters. You not.
Drake could never rap again, and that nigga will just buy all the Wingstops from your boss and whatever. And
he's
like,
jealous because Drake is fine, like, now. I really think that's it. These niggas are jealous because Drake's glow
up. So anyway,
up.
That's it for
Drake
the
is in the middle of
week.
His glow up and they are mad about it because he's getting sexier like every day. I can't explain it.
You know something? Nikki probably had like a text come in.
Don't do this.
And it was just like kissy face emoji or something. You know, niggas are so fragile. And I think
But what is it about them? Like, just because you feel threatened as a man does not mean you get to just take all your little hurt-ass
feelings.
Well,
men deal with their emotions differently than women do. Like, women, I think, are a little bit more... And, again, I don't really like or deal with anyone.
Yeah,
so
no, I know.
I'm, you know, guesstimating. But from what I see, women are typically a little bit more vocal about what's got them going emotionally, like what you've done to upset them, why I'm sad, why that bitch at work pissed me off, I'm gonna tell you all about it. Like, they're like that. Men bottle all of that shit up, and then when it gets to like be too much, that's when they lose it and they start telling everybody's business or they shoot somebody or like...
Well, I just wish y'all would get y'all shit together. Like, just figure it out,
girl.
Do you
niggers.
Need to... You need a different definition of what it means to be a man. You need a stronger sense of self-worth. Like, because for you to get on the internet and let all these hurt-ass feelings come out, my nigga, it only looks bad on you. It only makes you look like a dumbass.
All I know is that, you know, if you a hood nigga... There's definitely nothing wrong with that. I, you know, love hood niggas and have plenty of hood nigga friends.
And my family.
And family. Ooh.
Lordy.
But at the same time, hood nigga mentality can only get you so far, and it can get you lots of money from hood niggas.
Yeah. Oh, it can.
But it can only get you so far, and every now
it's not
like,
sustainable.
After a while, if you want to achieve longevity or a certain amount of like success where you can build a foundation that will be around in the long run, you have to evolve from that hood nigga mentality. So you can be from the trap and continue to be honest all you want to, but it's going to take you to a certain point, because guess what? All the white folk that have the money that are going to be spending on these Nicki Minaj tickets and such, I'm sure they don't like what you have to say about Drizzy.
Because they love him. But assuming assuming you're actually interested in getting out of that hood mentality and into a business one.
Some niggas don't care.
Right. And maybe you need to study Jay-Z instead of bringing him up in your bullshit high-ass argument on the internet. Maybe take a look at what Jay-Z did and try to model your career after his.
And then y'all be wondering, oh my gosh, there's so many white people working for Jay-Z. Oh my goodness.
Well, girl, that's the way the cookie crumbles.
Is that it? Fuck the family. Hot topics, Beyonce and more. Bitch, you already know.
So you just not gonna do it at all?
Oh my goodness. Bitch, how do I met? Okay, I have to blend bitch, you already know.
Okay, work
you
on it.
Already know.
All right.
I'll fix it.
I feel like you can do it.
Bitch, you already know. That's it. That's it. That's it right there. Bitch, you... yum. Hey guys, this episode is brought to you by Parachute. Parachute is an online luxury bedding brand based out in Venice Beach, and they create everyday bedding essentials to enhance your sleep, from sheets, pillowcases, duvet inserts, cashmere blankets, and even candles. And I love me a good candle. Their bedding is premium quality and toxic free, meaning there are no harmful chemicals or synthetic finishes used. I got me my Parachute sheets not too long ago, and they come all packaged very nicely, tied up with a nice little thing there, and it just feels great. It's very soft on my bed that I already adore, so the sleep's been great.
Yeah, it just makes it even better, because the sheets are made out of 100% long staple Egyptian cotton, which is the best in the world, and they're manufactured in a mill in Tuscany, and they've been weaving bedding for nearly 80 years. So it's a direct-to-consumer model. It's really dope. Like, the sheets feel great. It's like a luxurious brand. We think you guys are gonna love it. So go to parachutehome.com/read, and Parachute will give you $25 off on your first order with code READ. That's parachutehome.com/read, and enter READ for $25 off at checkout to start sleeping better today on some luxurious Egyptian sheets and such as, and so on.
Le jour.
Yes.
Let's get back to the show. So it's time for listener letters.
It is. Send your questions to asktheread@gmail.com. We're going to start this week with a question from Chet, who is from the Bahamas. So can I do my Rihanna accent?
No. And it says, not from the Bahamas.
Oh, sorry. Well, it says, but the headline says Caribbean/West Indian. So it's like, it's a question about the Caribbean, and that's where she's from.
Okay.
Just don't want anybody to call me a racist.
Fair enough.
Anyway, Wagwan, Crystal and Kid Fury. No, it was bad.
That actually wasn't awful. You can just leave it where it was.
Okay. Kid Fury, my question is directed towards you. A few times in the past, you've mentioned that there can be prejudice from Caribbean and West Indian people towards Black Americans, but I don't think you've ever elaborated on why. Can you explain why you think that is? And I also want to remind the listeners that I put emphasis on can, because it is not a general attitude that all Bahamians and West Indians hold towards Black Americans. Chet also came to the live show in New York City and said that he had a great time. So thanks for coming and for sending in your question.
Yeah, I think that just specifically to Black people in the West Indies, I think that, you know, they just have a, like, very separate culture, and a lot of their, I don't know, like, my upbringing as a child of Jamaican descent, I think was very, very different than my friends that had Black American parents. I think that Caribbean parents tend to be a lot stricter, and I don't know, where you just have like a different way of thinking than Black American people do. So I think that for some reason, a lot of West Indian Black people and African people kind of look down on a lot of the customs that Black American people practice, because, like, for instance, like, my grandparents, like, older folk in my family would mm-hmm. always talk about men who would be walking around with their pants underneath their asses. Like, that was the thing. And, you know, not to say that American families, you know, didn't have a problem with that, because they did. But, like, my grandmother, if I wasn't wearing a belt, period, like, my pants could have been on my waist, but if I didn't have a belt on, mm-hmm. my grandmother would be like, what is your problem? You know, it's just, I don't know. We, like,
it's cultural differences.
Yeah, it's just a cultural difference. And I feel like for some of them just feel, I don't know, kind of like better than, because they just look at a lot of the practices or the way that I think Black kids are raised in America, mm-hmm. and they just are like, how in the hell? So that's what it is. But I don't think that not all of them are like elitist assholes, just some of them. Some kids that I went to school with that were Jamaican, who weren't even born there, were like that too. And I would be like, but bitch, we were born at the same hospital. Like, what? Like, you've been here just as long as me. I don't know what. I don't know.
Well, I mean, I think sometimes a lot of it, because this is common across, like, I think immigrant groups across racial lines. There's this kind of, like, you know, y'all versus them kind of thing between, mm-hmm. even though, you know, we're the same race, the cultural differences exist. And a lot of times it just boils down to respectability politics in one way or another.
Yeah.
Usually some shit that white people came up with, mm-hmm. where it's like the immigrants are made to feel like they're better. Like, oh, don't be like these, you know, Black Americans or these Chinese Americans or whatever else. Like, you're better because you're this, like, mm-hmm. it usually just boils down to some bullshit, but I don't think I've ever heard you explain that either. So
it's kind of like all of those Cuban people that come to Miami all the time and want to be white and, like, hate, like,
enough to vote Republican. Like,
that's how you stay. Yeah. Like,
and the fact, I mean, that that's like the truth. Common it's, knowledge, like, vote for, you know, this party and it'll be cool. Like,
that's what I've always known it to be. But it's just kind of, I don't know. It's a thing. Like, I don't feel like my parents really look down on Black American people, but I have heard them say things before that just be like, I don't understand how Black Americans do this, that, and a third, or how you can let your child do such. Like, I've just heard them say shit like that. But they say shit like that about white people. Right. So I don't know.
I mean, it's cultural differences, and I think that's fine. Like, it's totally fine for people to have different ways of raising their kids or, you know, running their household or whatever else.
Mm-hmm.
If y'all would just, some of y'all white people don't know how to leave everybody else the fuck alone and just raise your kids and worry about yourself. But anyway, our next question.
But listen, sweetheart, you're still going to stop for me when I need a cab. And that's a cold, hard fact, because the streets are like, they done told on your asses. I don't know. I could call 301 and tell on these bitches. That's what I'm going to start doing.
You could tell.
You pull your Black ass
over. You get that medallion number and be like, oh, let me tell you something.
Or catch me on a bad day. I'm snitching.
When they pull up and ask me where I'm going, I'd be like, don't worry about it. I'll tell you when I get in the car.
You have to take me. Like, it doesn't matter.
Cut the shit. All right. So anyway, our next question comes from, let's say, Christina. And the I literally had to just come up with that.
Yeah.
And it says,
yeah.
The subject line says, am I asking too much?
Yeah.
What the hell are you doing?
Christina Aguilera.
Who asked for that? Anyway, the question says, so my fiance and I are currently living together, and we also have a 6-month-old daughter. He has 2 children from a previous marriage, and they are 11 and 7. They have their issues with me, mainly because of their mother's influence, and this is not the ideal situation. Mm-hmm. But I love my fiance, and luckily I don't even have to see the children that often.
Good.
They stopped coming around as much since we moved in because their mom says they're uncomfortable. I know that it hurts my fiance that the kids don't come around as much, but I'm not complaining because they are disrespectful and they also ignore me and my daughter whenever they come. I've communicated to my fiance that I will try my best to interact with them, but that I will no longer go out of my way as I have in the past because it is exhausting and I'm tired of feeling rejected. There's a lot of backstory here, but I hate to leave room for confusion. All right. My fiance often feels put in the middle, so I try to lay off him. And, I mean, girl, it's his kids. So I try to lay off him and not complain.
I
just
have babies with everybody. I'm in the middle. I'm sorry. I didn't have to do that.
You didn't. You chose to. See.
And but they do that all the time.
They do.
It's not fair.
I try to let him be, but there is one thing that I ask that he just won't do. I have asked him numerous times to let me know when his kids are coming over as a courtesy to me. Yet still, after many conversations, I've come home from work on a random day, and there they are in my house, feet on my couch, eating up my cereal. I do not understand. Lady, I do not understand. Why it is so difficult for him to just call or text me to let me know when they're coming over. I don't think that I'm being overbearing, but he acts like this is the biggest task in the world. I'm not telling him to ask me for permission. I'm just asking him to be polite and let me know before I see them. I don't want to have to tell him that I need to mentally prepare myself before seeing his kids. Is this an outlandish request? Is there a nice way to explain why he should let me know? Am I tripping? That's Christina.
Yeah.
Don't do it,
Christina,
again,
Christina. I don't feel don't like do oh, she's so over these kids.
She's over these fucking kids, man. And the thing about like 11 and 7-year-olds is like they're still too young to judge them like as people, but they're old enough to be annoying as hell. Like sometimes you just want to throttle these fucking kids. I get it, girl, but they're his kids.
She said her child is how old? Six
her
months?
6 months. Yeah.
So, the issue here is that those kids are eventually, they're, you know, that's like your child is their sibling.
Yes.
So,
and they call her half, like they call her the half sister when they come around, which, you know, though accurate, can be a little hurtful.
That's petty.
It is.
That's their raggedy ass mama doing that bullshit.
See, these kids are 11 and 7. So now you have to ask yourself, why is the baby mama still emotionally invested? And the answer is probably because your man, aka her baby daddy, just stopped fucking her when you came around. Like, that almost certainly has to be the case, because why else would she
okay,
still care?
Let's not paint pictures.
No, because why else would she still care about
maybe
whether
she's
you
just a lifelong member of the petty spaghetti
or that club? Or that. But I have seen too many girls be like still caught up with their baby daddies after
maybe
years
Christina
and years, and it's
because
they were still fucking
her. Maybe Christina, you know,
has a better job. Maybe that's it.
Maybe the nigga got his shit together when he got with her. Mm. There's like several reasons why she could be so wretched.
Yeah, maybe.
You know,
okay.
But either way, I feel like he should be taking these kids out more, or you know, maybe going over to their home and kicking it.
I don't know. She's not going to be okay that's with that. No. I understand. It just seems like he ought to be able to at least send you a text and be like, hey, my kids are here.
Oh,
my
no.
Kids are
without
over.
A doubt.
Like,
the answer to your question is hell yes. There ain't shit wrong with what you talk about. But I'm just trying to figure out how we can get rid of them all together.
Okay. So listen.
So, like, we might as well just cut the fucking question. Because, I mean,
but see, her fiance is acting like she's asking the world and being so inconsiderate. Like,
why the fuck would I want to know who's in my house and when? Especially when these kids don't even fucking like me.
Even if it wasn't his kids, like, I feel like if there's somebody in our house and they don't live there, then why wouldn't you tell me before I come home? Like,
I don't give a fuck.
Tell me who is in our house.
When I'm coming home, I want to know who's going to
yes,
be there
absolutely.
Unless it's not the bitches that live with me.
Exactly.
I don't want to just be, especially, there ain't nothing worse than when you have come home from like a long day of work.
And you had a shitty commute.
And you are expecting that you just going to come home and it's going to be you and maybe just your man or you and your man and your kids or wife and your kids or whatever. And you come home and it's a party.
I'm not in the mood for this.
I didn't request this. I thought that I was gonna come home. It was gonna be me, you, my baby, and
some
Talenti, my DVR,
some Netflix,
and that's
just
it.
Anything but this.
But now I gotta deal with the side eyes from these two baby's kids, and they eating my fucking Cinnamon Toast Crunch on top of that bitch. Like, the least you could do is give me a heads up. Absolutely.
Yeah.
This
is bottom ass line. So if he continues to have an issue with it, I feel like that's just something like you ought to be able to say. Like, it's nothing for you to send me a fucking text, nigga. It should be nothing. All right, that wraps up the questions for this week. Send your questions to asktheread@gmail.com. And now it's time for the read.
So I'm just gonna go ahead because I'm sure that you've got something good.
No, I don't.
Shut up.
I just have something to
say. Shut your mouth.
You know, I hate when you do this to me. You make me so nauseous.
So I'm just going to say this very quickly about white antagonization.
Okay.
So if you've been paying attention, lots of people have been asking about what has happened to the woman by the name of Sandra Bland. And she was arrested for some bullshit, which I'll get to in a moment. And then allegedly commits suicide in her jail cell by hanging herself with a trash bag. And I'm trying to still figure out what kind of heavy duty ass trash. Not the point. The point is, what city is this again? I'm so sorry.
It's, I think it was right outside of Houston, Texas.
Okay. So her family, friends all say that she, you know, was not suicidal. It's not like her. There's a million holes in the story, so on and so forth. I just want to talk about the dash cam video that just came out.
Okay.
I don't even want to talk about how odd it was jumping around, you know, from here to there, like the ring. I just didn't understand, you know, that lots of people had questions about continuity and so on. Mm-hmm. But I just want to address.
I feel like our reads are going to overlap this week.
Okay.
And it's perfectly fine.
I just want to address the actual discussion between the officer whose name I forgot and don't give a fuck about. And Sandra, because apparently he pulls her over for failure to signal, like lane change or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And as they're talking, like he said something to her like, are you good? You seem a little irritated. Mind you, after this nigga already has an attitude and is already being slick with her. And she says something to the effect of, you know, I am irritated. You're writing me a ticket when, you know, you were on my tail and I moved over to let you out of the way and then you stopped me. So I'm irritated, but you're going to give me a ticket anyway. So what can I do about it? And when I tell you that this is how she's speaking, like, yeah, just like this. Of course, he doesn't like that because mama's got attitude and she's not letting you have it. And so he says some shit like, are you done? You asked me about how I felt. Like, so, again, normal, understandable response, which was, you asked me how I felt. I told you. Yes, I'm done now. So then he says something to her. He says, can you put the cigarette out, please? Even in this tone that is just like, you're fucking with this woman.
I'm
like,
you're fucking with you because I can. Yep.
And you're doing this because you can.
Yep.
That's what all of this boils down to. I want, there are so many ways that I can go with this, but I just, okay. So let me just say this. The thing that agitates the fuck out of me about cops, not even just the white ones, is that there is a sense of power that they feel that they have because of that badge and because of that gun. And they know that they can do shit like that to people and nobody will do anything about it. Like, black cops do it all the time, too. Black cops will pull you over or stop you somewhere and have a stank-ass attitude and be rude as fuck to you because they know, bitch, what are you gonna do about it?
Yeah.
Like, I'll shoot you, I'll arrest you, I'll do whatever. There's nothing you can do about it. So it's just this like, annoying sense of, like, power that they feel like they have just because of that gun. It is power because they know that I can throw you in jail, kill you, beat your ass, and do whatever the fuck, and I can walk free. It happens all the time. So racists with these cops and badges, these guns and badges, are using that power to act on their racism. You went and you fucked with that lady. You know that you pulled her over for some bullshit and then you fucked with her on top of that because she wasn't bowing down to you and she was talking right back and she was getting slick with you just how you were getting slick with her ass too. And you couldn't take that. So now she got to step out of her car when he said, can you put the cigarette out? And before, when I tell you before I heard her response, I said, why the fuck should she put out her cigarette in her goddamn car?
Right.
You agitating the fuck out of her. You're being slick and rude to her on top of that. You're gonna give her a ticket for some bullshit. And on top of that, she can't smoke her cigarette in her car.
That's not against the law in the state of Texas, sir, and you fucking know that.
So, essentially, you're just tired of her having this quote-unquote smart attitude, right? So now she got to get out of her car. Why? For what? You're yanking her out of the car now when you're holding a stun gun in a woman's face and slamming her to the ground. Why? It's like these cops keep escalating these issues with us and then want to throw us in jail because we have a problem with it. You can't go around poking people and fucking with people's emotions and antagonizing black folk and expecting for us to just sit and always take it on the chin. We're tired of that shit. And so now, because she had an attitude with your attitude having ass, she has to go to jail. And then here come this old motherfucking pot roast built bitch talking about she seen the whole motherfucking thing caping for this white man because he opened his mouth after this woman has already been slammed to the ground and cuffed and all of this shit in her maxi dress talking about, do you have something on you? But he's talking about this officer saw the whole thing. She just got here. What the fuck are you talking about? And here come her black ass agreeing. I saw what happened. No, you didn't. You didn't see enough to get, like, to understand how they got to where they did when you showed up in the first place. So what are you talking about? Y'all just keep doing this shit because you know that you can. So where's the woman now? What the fuck? My thing is, cops and all white people alike, this goes right back out to Piers Morgan and everybody else that feels like they can just keep poking and poking and poking and poking at black people and at the fragile, like, state of mind and emotion that we are already in. You feel like you can just tap dance on our fucking nerves on top of that shit already, like, and then point guns and shit in our faces. Like, it's like, when you put us in positions like that, all we can do is be rightfully angry and express that anger, in which you'll then turn around and say that we're angry and black, and this is why, because y'all are always angry, you're always complaining about something. The only other alternative we have is to shut the fuck up and pray about it and allow y'all to keep doing this to us. Like, nah, I'm tired of this shit. And I see right through all of this, and I'm just so glad that the generation, like, we have so many young people now that are clocking the fuck out of this shit and are standing up and saying something about it, because that tells my spirit that all we have to do is wait for a few more of these bitches to die and we'll be good. So my generation, I may not live to see it, but oh Lord, if you spare us long enough, I know we'll be good. Just a few more you bitches gotta die, and all you hoes out here who are passing this shit on to your kids who don't understand and just wanna listen to the, you know, Schmigo's mixtape like me, all you motherfuckers passing that shit down to them, we got kids just their age who are out here listening to us, and they're gonna clock your asses every single time you try it. So what happened to her? Where's she at?
Right.
What happened?
We got a lot of fucking questions about Sandra Bland, Texas Department of Public Safety. We got a lot of goddamn questions. What was taken out that fucking video? Because it was clearly edited, bitch. Where
and why?
Is the raw footage? Where is the fucking timestamp on the video? What are y'all cutting out? Why did the officer move her out of the vision of the dashboard camera? What the fuck happened during that time?
And kept yelling at the other person who was recording to put the phone down. When she had her phone, put the phone down, like everything.
Right.
You can see.
And she said, I know that I'm allowed to videotape you. You can't tell me to put my phone down. I'm entitled to do this.
It's like all of these little bullshit laws and things that you put, like, oh, well, let's put cameras on their uniforms, and let's put cameras in the car, and let's do all of this. Like, you know that this all that is bait. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's just little distractions for us, because you can record the entire thing and you can shoot these niggas in the head and no one's going to fucking do anything about it. Like, no one is going, but you could see in that video that he was, like, setting everything up already in that whole entire moment to cover up the fact that he was arresting her for nothing. So it's like, what do you want from us? You want for you want to keep fucking with us for no reason altogether, and for us to shut up? No, because guess what? The type of attitude that my motherfucking ass has, oh, a cop can get cussed out. So when it's me, God forbid, just know I ain't hang myself because I wasn't going out like that.
Just know.
And
the what hurts me so bad about this is Sandra Bland could so easily be me. A black woman who has been inconvenienced and harassed by the police, who knows her rights and doesn't take any shit. My nigga, that's me.
It happens all the time. When white people are in those situations, a white bitch could have hopped out of her car and said, I will beat your ass out here on the freeway, and my husband will come and he will stomp the pulp even bloodier. Like, white people can holler in the faces of the cops all day long, but that black woman asked you why she got to put her cigarette out in her car and she's got to go to jail. It's shit like that. And then when we talk about it, everybody wants us to shut up and stop complaining and stop being angry. Let that shit happen to you.
Right. Let that be your sister.
Let that black woman who had seen it all pull over somebody's white daughter and hopped her and dragged her ass out the fucking car because she wouldn't put down the cools or whatever and took her ass to jail for that and she showed up dead. I want for it to, like...
But see, it never would be you, because white women are allowed to be women. They're allowed to be humans. Sandra Bland's crime was the fact that she was a black woman in Texas who dared act like a white woman. She dared say, you know what? I was doing what I thought I was supposed to do and getting out of the way of a police car and got pulled over. So yeah, I'm annoyed that I'm getting a ticket for doing what I thought was the right thing. She dared to vocalize the fact that she had an attitude with the officer because she was detained for a stupid ass reason. A reason that would have annoyed the shit out of anybody, but she wasn't allowed to be human. She wasn't allowed to have an attitude. Oh, you seem annoyed. You seem irritated. Why the fuck does it matter if I'm annoyed or irritated? Just write the goddamn ticket and give it to me.
And that's what she said. She said, I'm going to get a ticket anyway. So, like, what is even the point?
She dared to talk back.
You kept pushing the issue.
Right.
You escalated the issue to where it got.
He wanted to break her.
You wanted to break her. And you didn't even break. You're the one who broke, bitch, because you got red and you couldn't take it.
You could.
That's what the problem was. That bitch had an answer for every motherfucking thing, and she knew her rights, and she wasn't gonna let you punk her ass, and you couldn't fucking take it. You're a coward and a punk, and every one of the pussies that she called you, and you can't take it. And guess what? You gonna have to answer to somebody for it.
You will. You absolutely will. You sat there and killed, if not you, then somebody working on your behalf killed that woman for having the audacity to know her fucking rights and speak up
and
about it.
And you know something? Let us say, for argument's sake, no way in hell I even believe it, but let's just say, for the sake of argument, that Sandra Bland, for some reason, was just distraught and super ashamed and hung herself in her jail cell. She should have been where the fuck she was trying to go in her car in the first place. She should have never been pulled over. She should have never been attacked. She should have never been...
berated. She should have never been inconvenienced. She should have never been there in the first place. So if for some reason she actually did hang herself, her blood is still on your fucking hands because you should have left her the fuck alone. And if you were gonna pull her over for something so fucking tiny, see, that's what we talk about when we say the whole fucking system is guilty. Because black people are over policed anyway, to the point where there is no room to do something dumb or minor like change lanes without getting a fucking ticket.
And then you wonder why we don't want to talk to y'all.
And then you wonder why we don't trust you, because you are in our neighborhoods way more than you are in white people's, even though white people commit just as many fucking crimes. But we are over policed, and that is why black people fill the jail cells and fill the fucking prisons. Like, you are doing this on purpose. The system is set up to be this way, and
if
that sister knew it, and
crimes,
she would not take it.
If we're not committing crimes, you'll just make a crime that we commit. You'll just make some shit up and
now
find some other bogus ass reason to throw her in jail, to throw us in jail, or to kill us.
And even the Texas Department of Public Safety or whoever is in charge of these fucking police was like, well, it seems the arrest was unlawful. Like, there was really no reason to arrest this lady. You goddamn right there was no reason. She dared to be human. She dared to be annoyed by the police bothering her. She dared to say, why do I have to put out my cigarette? And you never did answer the question. Why does she have to put it out? If you're allergic to cigarette smoke, then write the fucking ticket and walk away. Cigarettes are sold all over fucking Texas. You can't be mad that somebody is smoking a legal substance inside their fucking car. You made her get out of the car for no reason. There has never been a time that I have been pulled over and the police officer instructed me to get out of the car. They always tell you to keep your ass in the car.
Never happened.
And I used to smoke. You cannot tell. She was befuddled and she had an attitude and she was angry for a good ass reason.
I've been pulled over for the exact same reason, actually, like at 2 o'clock in the morning in Miami, and nobody was even behind me but this cop. And he literally sat, he was just sitting there waiting, like, for a reason to pull somebody over, because I didn't even see him. He was sitting on the side of the road.
Yeah.
And I turned and didn't signal, or I signaled as I was turning. And he said something to me as he pulled me over, like, you're supposed to hit your blinker at least 100 yards from the stop sign, or some shit like that. And I was like, oh, so I got to be a driver and a mathematician out this goddamn bitch for you motherfuckers. Like, what the fuck? And I just took the ticket anyway. But it's like, he was a black cop.
Yeah.
If he was a white cop, I probably still would have had a fucking attitude with him, because why are you doing this with me? But I go into those situations already cognizant of the fact that if I say too much, yep, you could just shoot my ass right here and you will be at home in time for supper.
Yep.
And nobody will say shit to you about it.
You'll be placed on paid administrative leave. And I feel like Sandra, she was an activist. She had to know. Like, if I mouth off, this could be it. And she chose to die.
Because she
being real
tired just like us.
Nigga, I aspire to Sandra Bland's level of realness. Yes, exactly. That is a motherfucking queen right there. Died behind being real. Behind saying, you know what? You're not gonna get to just fucking antagonize me, deliberately pick on me, deliberately annoy me.
Nothing. For no reason.
For being black and knowing my fucking rights.
Just because you have a fucking gun and a badge, woo, and I'm black and you don't give a fuck about me, you feel like you can walk around and treat everybody like shit or arrest me for no motherfucking reason? For what? Bitch, nah. We're not scared. I'm not going to be backing down. I'm not going to let you motherfuckers hold me at all anymore. Just
I'd rather
because you
die
don't
being
respect
real.
Me. I'm sorry. And that's fine. So shout out to Sandra Bland and the cops that were involved. Everybody who's been around trying to cover this up and make it seem like it's something that it's not. And like, the whole hard fact about this is, the greatest thing about it is, it literally started with these motherfuckers creating this thing and black people being like, that don't sound right. And the more and more, yep, and more we have been digging, mm-hmm, the more and more you see the, yep, bullshit behind all of this. Mm-hmm. And if niggas would have just been quiet, that woman would have just been another person who has died because, yep, of the cops, because of this racist ass system, yep, in America. And it would have been, that's it.
It
watch
just
Love
been,
and Hip Hop,
yep,
when it comes back,
that's
around.
That's it. That's all
or whatever.
It would have been.
Here come the VMAs. Oh, here come the Kardashians. Like, nah, fuck that. Y'all are going to answer for the bullshit
you
that you keep on doing. And if you want to hold out these guns, guess what? There are going to be cameras that are going to be recording your ass. So, bitch, bring it.
And you can stop getting on the internet talking about, oh, well, all police aren't bad and one bad apple doesn't mean everybody is shitty. Listen, it's not one bad apple. Y'all got several fucking bad apples in what looks to be every city in America, okay? This ain't no isolated incident. It doesn't just happen up north. It doesn't just happen in south. It's not just Florida or California. This is a nationwide goddamn problem.
It's the roots. It's the whole goddamn tree, girl. That's it. The whole thing. And the more and more y'all keep trying to turn this shit into some fucking invisible ass phenomenon that's not really taking place, even though we see it every single day, mm-hmm, the longer it's going to take for us to move past it. So, like I have been continuing to say over and over again, white people, shut the fuck up. Stop making up your excuses. Stop feeling guilty or defensive, because black people are speaking the truth about y'all motherfucking asses. Be the change that you want to see. If you want us to stop talking about racism, bitch, open your motherfucking
open
eyes
your
and
motherfucking
do something
mouth
to make it stop.
And say
because
something when you see this shit.
Can't be the difference. We've done everything. Walked, cried, died, gone to jail, done everything. Everything. What more do black people have to do? We can't be the change alone. It's not going to work that way, because we didn't create the
exactly.
issue.
Exactly. We did not create the,
we didn't
the system
oppress
of racism.
Ourselves.
Exactly. So how the fuck do you expect us to end it? This is your goddamn problem. You need to speak up when you see this fucked up shit going on. If you are not for us, you truly are against us. I understand there are white allies and you feel like, oh, well, racism is terrible and all this shit. Okay, well, when you're around your racist ass friends and family, fucking say something. Fucking talk about Sandra Bland happened and the shit that happened and how fucking wrong this is. Acknowledge to your goddamn selves that this would never happen to you as a white woman. It just would not. You would never have been probably even pulled over in the first fucking place. Acknowledge that there is a difference. Acknowledge that, yes, we are women and we have a shared issue of bullshit, you know, dealing with sexism in this country, but acknowledge black women as having problems. Acknowledge intersectionality. Don't just pretend this shit doesn't exist because you bitches are not fucking helping.
So,
all right. So that wraps up the read this week. Make sure you follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. This is the read, and check out thisistheread.com for links to every episode and links to shows and things like that.
Yeah. And listen, I'm going on vacation.
And you have what? So you clocked out now? You just are done.
Listen. Do you want Friday me to do the announcement or not? And. Oh, okay. I'm going on vacation, so there won't be a show next week, but no, I think there'll be a show, but it may be like late or different or whatever. But
so if you're mad about it, make sure you tweet Kid Fury and not me.
And girl, guess what? That is smooth and fine, because guess what I'll be doing? Enjoying a cocktail, not giving a good goddamn fuck, because I work hard and I am this close to breaking. I need a beach and a beverage.
And you deserve. You deserve. I hope you go out to LA and you are just high and tipsy and in the ocean the whole time. You have a good time, friend.
Okay, so announcements.
Yes.
Tour things?
Yeah, because that's obviously the big one. So,
oh, is there another one?
Well, not that I can think of, but maybe. But
oh, okay.
But at the top of the list today.
Okay, so we're going on some dates.
You just refuse to call it
for the fall.
Okay.
So, are we starting with that? Okay, so Atlanta. Atlanta, we will be there on August 28th. London is already sold out. So thank you so much. We're so excited.
That is so crazy.
Seattle, October 3rd.
Boop, boop, boop. Hey, white
I'm
people.
So excited to go to Seattle. I feel like there's so much like nature and like log cabins. Or
it's like a lot of indie, organic, do-it-yourself, natural hair kind of people. Like, it's a dope vibe. It's like laid back and chill. That whole area, the Pacific Northwest.
Super excited. St. Louis, October 17th.
Yay. Y'all have been asking about this one. We're hyped to come down there.
Charlotte, we'll be back in Charlotte for a nice show November 15th. And then closing the year out in D.C. on December 5th. So if you would like to join us for some ratchetry, you can go to thereadlive.com tomorrow, Friday, July 24th at noon Eastern Standard Time to get you some tickets to your perspective.
Yes. So some of you, those are cities y'all have been asking for a while. So we're excited to come see y'all for the first time. And some of the others, you know, we'll see you again. We always have a good time there. So we're hyped. Thank you, everybody who's been listening and spreading the word about the show. We appreciate y'all.
Sure. And if there are any dates that we've missed, go ahead and let us know. Also,
yeah, any places you want us to come for 2016.
Yeah, I'm really interested in going to like some, I feel like we've done a lot of major cities, but I'm interested in going to some places that we haven't been to yet.
Some smaller places maybe that still have, you know, people who listen to the show, but it's not like a huge city. So let us know. Email us, tweet us, all that. Let us know where you want us to be, and hopefully we can make it out there. But I don't think I have any announcements other than that. What about you? You good?
We're gonna be on TV this week, I guess.
Oh, right. Yes. Oh, speaking of, did I talk about that last week, doing on Common Sense?
I don't think so.
Anyway, I was on last week, and then Kid Fury and I are both going to be on this week, so it's Uncommon Sense with Charlamagne the God on, he calls himself that, on MTV2. It airs Friday at...
I call him Charlamagne.
Yeah. It airs Friday at 11 p.m., and we're going to be on this week with Andrew Schultz from the Brilliant Idiots, so if y'all remember when we did that crossover episode... Just you know get ready, pray for us, because you know this could go a lot of different ways.
So the acronym for this week is going to be DWTSTB.
Dwayne Wade Taste Sorbet Okay, I don't know.
Down with Taylor Swift, that bitch.
Really?
I hate her.
Okay. I mean, I
get... How dare you?
All right. I'm just gonna... Okay.
Mama long legs.